Liam Hassett, who of course was a great Lone Rangers footballer and a great Kerry footballer and captain of the Kerry football team from 1997. He turned 50 earlier this year, and to mark his 50th birthday, Liam decided he was going to do something special. And what he decided to do is he set himself the task of running the Dublin City Marathon, which of course takes place during the October bank holiday weekend next month. Now, the reason he decided to do that is that Liam has been an incredible advocate for people with mental health problems, particularly in his own Killorglin and Mid-Kerry area for the last 20 odd years. He's done incredible work being a spokesperson and a voice for people with mental health issues. So he's decided he's going to do the Dublin City Marathon for two reasons. First of all, as a challenge to himself that he can still do it at the age of 50 and to mark his 50th birthday. But more importantly, to raise money for people with mental health issues and one specific project from his own area of Killorglin and Mid-Kerry. So I spoke to Liam earlier. He's, of course, a teacher in Listowel. And in between classes, I caught him a little bit earlier on. And I began by asking him what prompted him to do this Dublin City Marathon.
Yeah, a bit of madness now, thinking back again, Deirdre. But look, I've been involved in the Mental Health Association in Killorglin, the Killorglin District Mental Health Association branch there. I've been involved in help, and I was chairperson for the last 20 years. So I stepped away this year, and look, there, they have a daycare centre back there, Ardal and Daycare Centre, and great work has gone on there to support people with mental health needs. And it's a community hub where people come in and who are experiencing mental health difficulties. And they have a bus, but the bus they have at the moment is, I brought it in for the last NCT there. Was it last, I think it was November, December. So it's on its, you know, it needs, they need an upgrade. So they need a new bus for to transport people in and out of the daycare centre. Because a lot of these people will be living around the country and around the Mid-Kerry area. So, look, I spoke to John Drummy, the great John, about doing something, and I had in the back of my head that I turned 50 this year. So I said before the knees pack in, I'd have a go at the Dublin City Marathon and coinciding with raising a bit of money for the daycare centre in Killorglin. So
very good.
I've signed up to it and. You know, there's no going back now. It's the 26th of October. So, yeah, it's going to be a big challenge. All right. Like, yeah, it's 42 kilometres, 26 miles. So it's, you know, it's definitely going to be a challenge.
So you turn 50, Liam. How did that sit with you?
Yeah. Look, tis, I'm still healthy out. Like, yeah, you're still probably, you know, thinking like a 30-year-old or something, but yeah, the body, all right, is creaking a bit. There's no, I won't deny it. It's the road running. But I've been doing the park runs and that great community inside and the park running. I know I've seen you a few times inside there. And so I do that every Saturday and I still, you know, chip away a bit of running during the week. So look, it was, yeah, look, this is obviously a lot longer. I got a text from a few people that donated there and they said it's 8.4 times the park run in Tralee, so that puts it into perspective.
It does, yeah. And you've never done a marathon before, have you?
No, I've done a half marathon. All right, yeah, I did the Tralee half marathon a couple of years ago. So, yeah, look, it's a different type of running, but I just want to do it for the people of Mid-Kerry and Killorglin to raise the money for the bus. It's a great cause. And as I said, I've always wanted to do the marathon. I do a marathon, and people are saying the Dublin Marathon is a great event, and yeah, so looking forward to it as well, yeah.
Brilliant. And what kind of training schedule have you been following, Liam?
Yeah, I got like that now. I got a new watch, a course watch for my 50th birthday for my family. And so there's an app in there that goes with it. And it does out a marathon training plan for the last 12 or 13 weeks. So, yeah, look, you have to put in a run during the week, two runs the weekend, a long run on the Sunday, and people might see me on the road, but I usually go out early in the morning and get it done. So I've about, you know, I think I have two more long runs to do, and it's about preserving the body then and trying to make sure I have something in the tank for the day. But yeah, it's a different type of running. Like, it's a longer, slower pace, and
You're getting there.
Again, you have to condition the body, and that's what I'm doing. And you know, we'll finish it anyway. Let's just do that.
And have you a running buddy or someone who goes with you running, or will you be doing it on your own?
No, the only running buddy now I listen to radio in the morning, Radio Kerry, put on the headphones, and away I go. So, yeah, it is. I like to just slip away in my own time, and yeah, I don't mind running on my own. There's the Greenway in Tralee there is great for doing the long runs, you know, from Mount Hawk all the way out to Phoenix and back in again. So, I think that's a 24K, like, so I've done that a couple of times now. So it's and during the summer then as well, it was great to get back to take a run on the Greenway and head into the water afterwards, just to help the recovery a bit, you know. So
brilliant.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out as well to Navo as well. In Fina, they used to give me a protein shake as well afterwards, just to aid the recovery. So shout out to the lads back there for drink there.
Super. And listen, just coming back to the cause you're doing this for, Liam, because obviously it means a lot to you. How important is it to the people who use this service? We know that the bus is there to take them to the centre, but how important is that visit to the centre to the service users, we'll say?
Well, it's huge for my own sister Bridget, attends the centre there, and she works there now at the moment, helping out with to cook the dinners and all that. And look, it's connecting with people. The people go in there and they get great support from Kevin O'Leary's in there. He's a nurse manager, and there's they do different activities. They do arts, and they do there's music. They do get reflexology in there as well. So it's just going in, connecting with people. It's a place for them to go. They get their dinner, as I said. And the bus is important then, because these people mightn't have transport. Some of them might be living on their own, and it's important that the bus service is there, and they go into the daycare centre, and they connect with people, and it's part of their recovery and their support for their mental health. And the daycare centre, it's open since we raised a huge amount of money there back. We started off in 2004, the local branch of the association. We fundraised and we bought the house, we handed it over to the HSC, and they're providing a great facility there for the people of Mid Kerry. It's for all of Mid Kerry. As I said, it's a great place. A lot of families have been, you know, mental health affects a lot of families, but the people that are going in there and the families that are have relatives going there really value it and know that it's a huge support to all those people. So I'm delighted. I'm passionate about it. I've been involved in it for the last 20 years. My own family has benefited from the daycare centre in Killarglen, and it's great people have supported the place down through the years, and I'm asking them again now if they can support me with the run, and obviously the main focus is to raise the money for the bus.
So finally, Liam.
Another thing, Deirdre. Yeah. Before I forget, Deirdre, World Mental Health Day is on Friday, the 10th of October. That's World Mental Health Day, and obviously the Kerry Mental Health Association, John Drummy, asked me to mention as well that #Tie Day Friday is on actually the World Mental Health Day as well on the 10th of October. So that's to raise funds for the Kerry Mental Health Association. So I have to get that in. Make sure John is happy.
Yeah, exactly. And if people want to donate to your own fundraiser doing the Dublin City Marathon for that great cause here in Kerry, how can they support you, Liam?
I donate page. So if they, I probably up on the social medias, if they go on to I Donate or onto the Kerry Mental Health Association page as well, they can go in and log into or donate on idonate.ie. So.
Perfect. I'm looking at it here. It's idonate.ie/fundraiser/ Liam Hassett, and they'll find it there as well. So
thank you, Deirdre.
I have in front of me here. Listen, Liam, the very best of luck. I know the knees the knees won't give up on you at all. You'll be fine. You're only a young fella at 50.
Thanks, Deirdre.
There's no fear of you.
I appreciate you giving me the time, Deirdre. Thanks again as ever.
Not at all. You're more than welcome. Best of luck, Liam.
And that was Liam Hassett speaking to me earlier. Rather him than me. My God, that sounds like a hell of an undertaking. 42 kilometres, 26 miles. But you know what? He'll do it, and he'll do it in style, because I've seen him at the park run in Tralee, and going back to from his time as a Kerry footballer, he has that fitness, and I'd say he never lost it. He's just kept it up. He's always been running and looking after himself. So fair play to him, and he really has done phenomenal work advocating for people with mental health issues in the county and being a voice for them. So hopefully he'll raise loads of money and they'll have that money and they can buy a new bus for those people who need it, to bring them in to the centre in Killorglan, Ard Aulin Mental Health Daycare Centre. So well done to Lee.